All right, joining me now is Shahram Haidian. He is a former Muslim. He's also a former police officer. His daddy was rather high-ranking in the Iranian military, saw what was coming, got out of Iran 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah. He now lives in Tennessee, and we're glad to be joined by him tonight for an update before we go to Timothy Rantham and I think Adam Steen and their primary elections tomorrow. Shahram, thank you for your patience tonight. I know we've had to push you back to deal with interview with unexpectedly tonight with Judge Napolitano, Terry Turchi, and then Roger Stone due to the breaking news on the troubling raid on the home of the 45th President of the United States. Shahram, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, Brandon, thanks for having me on. It's great to be with you again. And I actually want to comment, if I could, and kind of connect what I'm going to talk about tonight to what just happened today with the president in Mar-a-Lago. And that is that we are seeing a convergence of evangelicals and Muslims, the Islamic movement in America and the social justice woke churches, the evangelicals that are pretending to be evangelicals, but really they're wolves. They're actually working together in this effort to criminalize, not just weaponize, but criminalize Christian patriots, those who are Trump supporters, those who are, you know, praying and believing for a turning back of our nation, want the rule of law in America, want religious freedom. And so, Brandon, this is a day that, honestly, when I saw this news, I think that they're going further. I think this is going to try to incite on their part, on the part of the deep state, on the part of these individuals, the fact that they want to incite a civil war. They want to incite Christians, patriots, conservatives. And by the way, the FBI, you know, the leaked memo that I'm sure you've covered that was leaked to Project Veritas, where the FBI, if you talk about the Second Amendment, if you talk about the Betsy Ross flag, if you have a don't tread on me flag, if you have any of these issues, or I should say symbols, or talk about them, you are now a violent extremist. Combine this with the fact that you have the movement of Adam Schiff and the Democrats to want to have the military deployed on American soil with no congressional oversight, simply by the order of the president. In violation of posse comitatus, in violation of the Constitution, I think that they're gearing up and they're trying to incite a civil war. And what better than to go after the symbol of the America First movement, nationalism, not globalism, and that is Donald Trump. So you have organizations that I've given some slides there to you, like the MFNN. This is the Multi-Faith Neighborhood Network that is led by a so-called evangelical by the name of Bob Roberts, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go to this slide here. I don't know if you guys have it. The Multi-Faith, it's on my computer here. Here it is, right there. There it is. Here we go. Keep going.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one, right? So this is not only moving us spiritually into this coming one-world religion, Revelation 13, but this is where you have the useful idiots within evangelicalism, the useful idiots within Judaism, working with the likes of Imam Muhammad Majid. Imam Muhammad Majid, if you look on the screen there, and I believe if you move forward to your next couple of slides there, you'll see, well, first of all, here, yeah, you see this, how a pastor and an imam want to change the world together. Well, here they are. And this is Bob Roberts Jr. claiming to represent evangelicalism, working with Muhammad Imam Majid. Now, remember, this guy used to be the head of the Islamic Society of North America. Islam is a Muslim Brotherhood front group indicted, connected to a terrorist organization, as in Hamas. This group was about to be indicted in 2009 before Holder took over as the head of the Justice Department under Obama. Brandon, these guys are working together to not only bring about this global faith forum and this idea of this Abrahamic faith, but Imam Muhammad Majid was just appointed by Biden as a commissioner to their International Religious Freedom Commission. So you're telling me that a guy that is deeply connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, that in their own documents, they want to sabotage our nation, working with the red axis, which, as Terry Turchi mentioned, the communists, the Marxists, the globalists. They want to work with them, Brandon, to bring down this nation, turn America over to the globalists and to China. They are committing a coup. This is a coup. And tonight they went after the leader, really, of the counter movement to the coup, because Trump is and has been the face and the voice of American nationalism. And Christians like you and I, who support that movement, people like Bob Roberts. I have a slide later, by the way, and we can talk about Imam Muhammad Majid. Again, this is deep rooted. He was in the Obama administration. He was part of working with the FBI to go through all of the counterterrorism materials, Brandon, and purge anything that had to do with Muslims, that purge anything that had to do with Islamic ideology, Sharia, jihad. By the way, when they coined the term violent extremism, that term has been always meant for you and I and Christian patriots and conservatives in this nation. And I think now they are ramping up this game by going after Trump today. This is the shot across the bow. This is where they're going to try to incite us into a civil war scenario. But Majid is a how these evangelicals are so duped and so foolish. But later on, I want to
let me show Logan a couple of these. Let me show a couple of these slides real quick. Watch the Global Faith Forum 2022. You sent me that. There we go. Who's Dr. Muhammad Al-Issa?
Muhammad Al-Issa is the head of the World Muslim Council, Brandon. The World Muslim Council is a global arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. It is a connected to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which is the largest voting bloc in the UN. And they put forth a declaration called the Mecca Declaration, or Mecca. It's basically like the Mecca or Mecca Declaration, which was put together in 2019. And what they want to do is, under the auspices of multi-faith, interfaith, multi-faith, we all worship the same God. Let's put our differences aside and let's focus on community building and relationship and all of that deception. Islam is getting ready to declare America to be the upper house. They're working with the Red Axis, which is, again, the communist, Marxist, globalist. Your DVD, Sabotage, covers all of this in great detail. This is what they've been working on for years. And now, over the last 2+ years, thanks to the COVID pandemic, they have been working really under the radar. They have not gotten a lot of attention on them. But yet now you're seeing with the Biden administration that they're elevating these guys back again to these key positions. And what they're going to do is they're working with this corrupt government and with the corrupt Justice Department and the corrupt FBI to weaponize and then go after and criminalize American patriots and American Christian patriots specifically. And Bob Roberts, this so-called evangelical, I have a slide a little bit later down where you can see that he's trashing General Michael Flynn.
Here we go. Let's go with this one. I think this is this it right here?
No, this is one where he was celebrating. Majid getting called in. These are all where Roberts is celebrating the appointment of Majid to this international. I mean, think about the fact that someone from the Muslim Brotherhood and representing Islam is going to be on a commission to represent religious freedom.
Right.
Really?
Right.
The number one persecuted people on the globe today are Christians, and the number one perpetrator of that persecution are Muslims. And these guys, then you have this guy, Rashad Hussein, who also is now in the Office of the International Religious Freedom, another appointee. He was under Obama. Now he's back. And these guys are all Muslim Brotherhood.
And by the way, they're going to work to pass legislation, as I warn in some of my book, The Coming Religious Reich, put out in 2016. They're going to work toward legislation that criminalizes what we're even saying tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any speech against Islam, any mention of Islam in a negative way. And this is not new. You and I went through this when we dealt with James White and the interfaith that they did with Yasser Qadhi there outside of Memphis. You remember in 2019, I think later on, I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm jumping through slides here, but later on, I have the quote from James White in 2019 when he said that he was deeply concerned about the level of Islamophobia that exists within the Christian community. Now, Bob Roberts, Brandon, is the same way. He is not only against Islamophobia, you see the fact that he spoke at ICNA. Roberts is well entrenched as a useful idiot of the Muslim Brotherhood.
And by the way, this is one of the guys that former DHS officer Phil Haney, the whistleblower Phil Haney, who now is dead, this is the man that he was warning about for the very reason that two former CIA people, one a CIA operations officer, one a CIA analyst, both of them at my dinner table, one on my right, one on my left, told me in November of 2018 that the evangelicals were the last group the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, CARE had to penetrate to have penetrated every power center in America.
And they've done it. What I want to tell you here tonight is they've done it because Roberts now is a leading voice. This whole multi-faith approach now is the leading voice in evangelicalism. We saw this with the Southern Baptist Convention and J.D. Greer. We've seen this across the board with many, many evangelicals and mission organizations. This is now the lead. They are parroting the words of the Marxist, globalist, communist. They are parroting the word of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim Brotherhood. They're going to weaponize Islamophobia. And Roberts, Brandon, is using the language of Christian nationalism. I have a slide there, I think, later down where he is commenting on January 6th, connecting to the January 6th commission, where he says this is what Christian nationalism looks like, invoking the name of Jesus before storming the Capitol. This is not the gospel. So here you have Roberts working with Imam Mohammed Majid, right? Again, a known operative, longtime operative, under investigation, subsequently before the FBI got corrupted by the FBI. His dad, by the way, Brandon, was a his dad was a Cairo trained Muslim Brotherhood scholar. So, and this is the same Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo that has been labeled a terrorist organization by the Egyptian government. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that under the guise of this multi-faith approach, they are working to weaponize and criminalize. They want laws in the language in the laws, and they are supportive. They are supportive of this government going after quote unquote Christian nationalists. Well, that's you and I. That's any Christian who's a patriot, right? We are. They want to label us as Nazis. So they're going after us, and they're useful idiots to the Islamic movement under the guise of, oh, we're all going to just get along and have neighborhood parties and work to clean up our neighborhoods. But this is ultimately leading towards the Revelation 13 scenario where you have this deceived Christian community, you have a deceived Jewish community along with other minor religions, and then you have an authentic Islam that lies through its face because it can lie in order to get to the upper house, in order to get to the upper movement, in order to subjugate America. They're working with the globalists. We know that the Islamic world, the Islamic movement has worked with the World Economic Forum. In fact, actually, I have a slide later where they have the head of Muhammad al-Issa, who's the head of the Muslim World Council. They're the ones who put together this Mecca declaration, again, coming from the Islamic world, right? Remember the common word document?
Yes.
Remember the declaration that came out of Mecca, out of Saudi Arabia, back in 2015, 16, 17, when they were trying to look at the interfaith movement being basically institutionalized governmentally. Now we have this Mecca declaration. They are moving this entirely down the road, working, of course, with the deceived Catholics. The Vatican is a part of this. They work through the document on the Brotherhood of Human Fraternity, and that is leading towards the Abrahamic House in Abu Dhabi. But let's not forget, Abu Dhabi hosted the World Government Summit. Dubai hosted the World Economic Forum summit. So they are right in the middle of the globalists.
Islam, and by the way, and to prove that, you've got the former Prime Minister of Great Britain, not Gordon Brown, he is former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, working with this all big time and pushing for legislation to silence critics of Islam. Great job. Sorry we're pressed for time due to all the breaking news. Tillproject.com, I agree 100% with you. And the Marxists and the Islamists, the red-green axis, they are absolutely working together. Tillproject.com for more information on this. Sharam, thank you so much for this update tonight.
Thank you, Brandon. Great to be with you. Keep up the fight.
You too, Sharam. Check out his website, folks. Till Project, TILProject.com.